MoneyWeb at midday for all your up-to-date stories.
Now let's move to Mozambique and particularly Maputo, and there are calls for social and economic justice, and this has been driven by protests which have been met with significant repression, drawing international concern about Mozambique's handling of freedom of expression and assembly. All of this, of course, post the contested election. Joining me now to unpack the situation is Sedia Chisungo, who is an international campaigner with Amnesty International. And Sedia, first of all, then, maybe the best place for us to start is just an update on what you're hearing about the situation right now.
So yesterday, let's say at the end of the afternoon, the candidate of opposition, Venancio Mondlane, did a live, which is how he has been communicating with his audience since he left Mozambique. And he mentioned that the protests should not stop and won't stop until the demands of the people are heard. There is nothing specific that he mentioned for today, but the only thing he said is that the protests should continue. So we're still monitoring this morning to see if there are any locations where any protest is taking place. So far, we haven't registered anything. So probably in the next few hours, we will know if today the protest will continue or not. The big fact is that yesterday, at least four residents in Maputo, both Maputo City and Maputo Province, were very complicated. The tensions were very high, and the streets were also blocked. And since yesterday, we saw the military trying to remove barricades. And probably today, in some of the locations, that is going to be the work that will be done. Let's see if people will take the day to rest after yesterday, or there is anything specific that is going to happen. So far, we haven't registered anything.
In what ways, and again, from the information that you're receiving, are young people being affected by the protests? And the main issues driving them to embark on this course of action. What are you learning in that respect?
So basically, all this started just has an issue related to transparency in the election on the 9th of October. But then on the 18th of October, when lawyer Elvino Diaz and Paulo Gwambe were shot with more than 20 bullets, then the situation changed. Because if those who followed the news in Mozambique, the candidate of opposition, right after the killing of his lawyer, he called for a shutdown on the 21st of October. Then he changed his mind and he said, actually, people shouldn't stay at home, come to the streets. So on 21st of October was the day that people were supposed to take over the streets and kind of like protesting the killing of the lawyer, at the same time paying tribute. But police did not allow that to happen. And what happened that day is that police was the first day that police started attacking peaceful protesters, as we could see in videos, for example, where journalists, national and international, were interviewing the candidate Venancio Mondlane at the OMM Square. And suddenly police started shooting tear gas, and for no reason, and people were not doing anything. They were not violent. They were just standing in there. And then after that, the situation escalated. The candidate of opposition said that was unacceptable. He called for more 2 days of protest on the 24th and 25th of October that were also violent in terms of how police responded. And that was supposed to be just the second wave. But on the 26th of October in the morning, Saturday in Niassa Mecanyales, there was another major incident of police brutality that made people become even more hungry in terms of why are people being killed just because they're demanding for transparency in the election. Basically, what civil society and opposition in Mozambique are demanding is that if the National Commission of Elections says that Frelimo won, the society just wants proof, which is something that so far the National Commission of Elections is not being able to show. So at this point, young people in Mozambique are the ones who want to be heard. And every time they go to the streets, police just respond with violence. And it's just making the level of of this the desire to go to the streets even bigger. People are tired, as we could listen in videos yesterday, and they are saying this is not about Venancio Mondlane anymore. This is about Mozambicans, because if they go, they vote, they need to, they have the right to have results that reflect their will, and they think that right now it doesn't. And the way police is responding, people have been killed, many have been, I would say hundreds have been detained. We're still, like after yesterday, collecting and analyzing the evidence that we have to really assess the impact. But as it's not good. The picture looks very bad. And one thing is that even though police is responding with violence, people don't seem like they are willing to step back. Don't seem like they are determined to go until the extra mile. And for the first time, we have seen also a huge mobilization in the diaspora that we've never seen in any scenario before. Mozambicans mobilizing in Brazil, in Portugal, there were protests the entire day, in the UK, in Germany as well. People all over the world, Mozambicans, they are watching what's happening in Mozambique, and everyone is shocked with the level of violence that young people in Mozambique are having to experience. That's why us as Amnesty, we keep calling on the authorities in Mozambique to end the crackdown, because from what we see, it's been the police in most of the time starting with violence. And of course, people are retaliating now. We have seen police stations being burned out in the entire country every time police, for example, shot a protester, and then the population goes and they decide to make justice by their own. But if we see how everything started, everything started on 21st of October, and the only thing people wanted, for example, was just to pay tribute to someone that was killed with more than 20 shots, which is something that I don't want to say if it's fair or not, but people have the right to protest in Mozambique and everywhere else. Mm. At the same time, we keep calling on authorities to release everyone that has been arbitrarily detained. And finally, the internet. Since 25th of October, authorities in Mozambique have been shutting down internet literally every day. If it's not completely mobile internet shutdown, it's social media. But there have been restrictions now. I would count if today is going to be 14 or 15 days. So this is also unacceptable, because people have the right to information in Mozambique and everywhere else.
Sidiya Chisungo, thank you very much indeed from Amnesty International. I do appreciate that assessment. Thank you so much.